The Little Nugget by P.G. Wodehouse. Part 1, in which the Little Nugget is introduced to the reader, and plans are made for his future by several interested parties. In which, also, the future Mr. Peter Burns is touched upon. The whole concluding with a momentous telephone call. Chapter 1. If the management of the Hotel Guelph, that London landmark, could have been present at 3 o'clock one afternoon in early January, in the sitting room of the suite which they had assigned to Mrs. Elmer Ford, late of New York, they might well have felt a little aggrieved. Philosophers among them would possibly have meditated on the limitations of human effort. For they had done their best for Mrs. Ford. They had housed her well, they had fed her well, they had caused inspired servants to anticipate her every need. Yet here she was, in the midst of all these aids to a contented mind, exhibiting a restlessness and impatience of her surroundings that would have been noticeable in a caged tigress or a prisoner of the Bastille. She paced the room. She sat down, picked up a novel, dropped it, and rising, resumed her patrol. The clock striking, she compared it with her watch, which she had consulted 2 minutes before. She opened the locket that hung by a gold chain from her neck, looked at its contents, and sighed. Finally, going quickly into the bedroom, she took from a suitcase a framed oil painting, and returning with it to the sitting room, placed it on a chair, and stepped back, gazing at it hungrily. Her large brown eyes, normally hard and imperious, were strangely softened. Her mouth